Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ava.
Hi, good morning.
So Ava was telling us off the air that Ricky and her have been together for about 9 months. They work for the same company, but in different departments. Ava, you were telling us that about a week ago, you guys had a big fight. He stormed out of your place, wouldn't take your calls, wouldn't take your texts for the rest of the night. And the next morning, Ava, you got a call from one of your friends who said that she saw something rather suspicious. What did she see?
So she said that she saw Ricky downtown dancing with another girl, and they were all over each other, making out, all touchy-feely. And actually, my friend described what the girl looked like, because of course I needed to know details, and she basically sounded exactly like the receptionist at Ricky and I's job.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Ricky on the phone. Katie's going to offer him roses, and we'll see if he sends them to you, Ava, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Oh, he better send me these roses.
Okay.
He's in deep if he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Ricky, please?
Yeah, this is Ricky.
Hi, Ricky. This is Laura with... I'm calling today with a gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Sure. That's really cute. I like that.
Okay. It's very easy to get started. All we need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Yeah, sure. I can give you that name. I'd love to send the dozen roses to Lindsay.
Okay. And then before I get Lindsay's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Could you write down... I can't stop thinking about you.
I can't stop thinking about you. That's sweet. Okay. And then love Ricky or just Ricky?
No. Please don't put my name on the card.
Don't put your name on the card?
Yeah.
Ricky, let me interrupt for a second. This is Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call... War of the Roses. There's no roses today, unfortunately. But your girlfriend, Ava, asked us to see who you'd send roses to. So we want to ask who Lindsay is.
Yeah, Ricky, why would you send them to Lindsay?
Ricky, Ava's on the phone.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear that.
You're stuttering. Why the f*** would you give her roses and not me? What the hell is going on?
Look, we've just been hanging out a little bit. It's not like a big deal.
Hanging out a little bit, not a big deal. You're sending the girl a bouquet of flowers.
Well, and
roses,
it sounds like your girlfriend...
Okay? You never get me roses.
It sounds like your girlfriend doesn't know that you guys are hanging out a little bit.
Sure. I mean, that's not entirely my fault, though. She's been, you know, we've both been distant recently, and I think we've both been sort of in our own space for a little while. I don't think this is out of the blue. But...
Are you serious? Distant? I'm totally confused. And no, I had no idea that anything was wrong. We got into one big fight the other day. You stormed out. You didn't have the balls to pick up the phone and call me. And now you're telling me that there's someone else and that I'm distant?
Ricky, how
this
has
is
she
exactly
been distant?
Why I stormed out the other night. I can't talk to you when you're like this.
Ricky, how has she been distant?
I don't know. Just the normal stuff. She's not home that often. We don't talk in the same way that we used to, I guess.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, I think you probably should come up with a better list because that wasn't that.
You know, the normal stuff.
I don't want to defend him, but it's. I kind of get what he's saying a little bit. If things emotionally change in the relationship, sometimes it's difficult.
Can I just say something?
I'm just saying.
Can I interject?
Well, Okay.
I just found out he cheated on me. This is why I'm bitter. You know, things get a little crazy. We fight every once in a while, but I had no idea that he was hooking up with the receptionist. So, yes, I'm going to be bitchy, and I'm going to be bitter.
I didn't say that word. Okay. I mean, Ricky, say something here!
Honestly!
I'm trying to get a word in edgewise. This is what our fights look like at home. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, Ricky, what are you going to do when everybody at your... Okay, not everybody. Maybe a couple people from your work hear this.
I'll figure it out for you, because I'm just going to go in and make sure that everybody at work knows the situation. So I'll just take care of that for you. Don't you worry. You go home and you pack up all your shit, because I want you out.
Ava,
while you're doing that, I'll make sure everybody knows.
You're going to scream from the hilltop that I cheated on you? That's what you want?
You're damn right I will.
Okay.
Oh, whatever. You're giving a fair warning to all the other women in the building.
Okay, we're going to let you guys go.
Okay.
I feel like there's going to be more fighting about this.
Oh, I don't think
so. Maybe we just don't do it here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.